Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, May the 7th, Pope Francis spends the day in Skopje, the capital of North Macedonia, for an intense one-day apostolic visit. And we hear from our correspondent in Skopje about some of the highlights and most poignant moments of the day. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis today encouraged North Macedonia to be a beacon of peace, acceptance, and fruitful integration between cultures, religions, and peoples. He was addressing North Macedonian authorities, civil society, and the diplomatic corps at the presidential palace in the capital Skopje shortly after his arrival on Tuesday morning. The Pope is on the second leg of his West Balkan visit, which first took him to Bulgaria. As Devon Watkins reports, the Pope arrived in Skopje and immediately travelled from the airport to the presidential palace, where he met privately with the president and with the prime minister before addressing authorities, civil society, and the diplomatic corps.
In his first speech on North Macedonian soil, Pope Francis encouraged the West Balkan nation in its efforts to be a beacon of peace, acceptance, and fruitful integration between cultures, religions, and peoples. Addressing the civil authorities and diplomatic corps in the capital, Skopje, the Pope described the land as a bridge between East and West and a meeting point for numerous cultural currents.
La vostra terra, ponte tra Oriente e Occidente.
With a Christian presence that dates back to the apostolic times, the country also bears elegant testimonies of its Byzantine and Ottoman past. But what is more precious, he pointed out, is the multi-ethnic and multi-religious countenance of the people, the legacy of a rich and complex history of relationships forged over the course of centuries. This crucible of cultures, the Pope said, has resulted in a peaceful and enduring coexistence in which these individual identities have found expression and developed without rejecting, dominating, or discriminating against others. He said that North Macedonians can serve as an example and a point of reference for a serene and fraternal communal life marked by diversity and reciprocal respect.
Hanno saputo aver rispetto.
Pope Francis expressed appreciation for the country's welcoming nature. North Macedonia has joined forces with several international agencies to provide assistance to a large number of migrants and refugees from Middle Eastern countries.
Nell'accogliere e prestare soccorso al gran
Providing these people with security and solidarity, the Pope said, does honor to North Macedonians. I'm Devon Watkins.
And after the encounter at Skopje's presidential palace, Pope Francis made a short drive to the Mother Teresa Memorial House. The memorial was built on the debris of the quake-struck Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the very church where Mother Teresa was baptized the day following her birth to Albanian parents in the city of Skopje. Sean Patrick Lovett tells us more.
When Mother Teresa was born, the city of Skopje was part of the Kosovo Vilayet of the Ottoman Empire. Today, it's the capital of North Macedonia. In 1963, an earthquake destroyed the Church of the Sacred Heart where she was baptized. But in 2009, a futuristic structure called the Mother Teresa Memorial House was erected on the spot. Pope Francis visited the memorial house soon after his arrival in North Macedonia on Tuesday morning. Before greeting a number of poor people assisted by Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity, the Pope prayed before the relics of the saint in the chapel. Pope Francis began by thanking God for giving us the life and charism of St. Mother Teresa. You called her to bear witness to your love among the poorest of the poor, he prayed. She was able to do so much to those in greatest need, for she saw in every man and woman the face of your Son. Mother Teresa became the prayerful cry of the poor and of all those who hunger and thirst for justice, said Pope Francis. In the city where she was born and where she lived the first 18 years of her life, the Pope turned to St. Mother Teresa. Here you began to see and meet people in need, the poor and the helpless, he said. Here you learned from your parents to love those in greatest need and to help them. Here in the silence of the church you heard the call of Jesus to follow him as a religious in the missions. Here in this place, prayed Pope Francis, we ask you to intercede with Jesus that we too may obtain the graces to be watchful and attentive to the cry of the poor, those deprived of their rights, the sick, the outcast, and the least of our brothers and sisters. May he grant us the the grace to see him in the eyes of all who look to us in their need.
Santa Madre Teresa prega per questa città.
Pope Francis concluded by asking St. Mother Teresa to pray for this city and for its church and all those who wish to follow Christ, to follow him who came not to be served, but to serve. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
And now we link up with Skopje, where Christopher Wells is standing by live to tell us more about the Pope's visit. Chris, you visited that memorial that Sean was speaking of. What can you tell us about it and what struck you the most?
Well, that's right. We were there yesterday ahead of the Pope's visit. It's actually a house that's modeled on, it's a very modern structure, but it's modeled on what would have been a typical family home in Skopje during the Ottoman Empire period when Mother Teresa was born there. So they have a small museum. They have lots of photographs and objects relating to Mother Teresa and the Skopje that she grew up in. They have a part of her sari. They have her rosary. They have some handwritten letters from Mother Teresa. What really struck me, I spoke yesterday with the director of the memorial house, Arjen Eslanić, who is also, like Mother Teresa, from an Albanian family. He's actually a Muslim, but he spoke about his hopes for Pope Francis' visit, and he was talking about how important Pope Francis' message was, how it would be good for religion in general, how it would be good for interreligious and interethnic tolerance and understanding. And what he told me was he was hoping to have a moment to meet with the Pope and to pray with him together, each in their own way, a Muslim and a Catholic, but praying together, hoping to share in that spirit that animated Mother Teresa. So that was one of the really striking moments of this visit so far.
Now, next in Pope Francis's busy day in Skopje was the celebration of Mass in the central city square. In his homily, the Pope reflected on Jesus, the bread of life. Robin Gomes reports.
During the Mass, Pope Francis reflected on the day's Gospel, where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger." The Pope explained that the Lord gives life to the world by satisfying its hunger and thirst in a manner that defies the narrowness of our calculations, the mediocrity of our expectations, and the superficiality of our rationalizations.
Fame di Dio, fame di fraternità. Fame di incontro e di festa condivisa.
The Pope said that those following Jesus discovered that hunger for bread has other names too. Hunger for God, hunger for fraternity, hunger for encounter and a shared feast. In the face of this, the Pope urged Christians to implore God that they be able to hunger for His Word, which breaks our insularity, solitude, indifference, dishonor, and ignominy, and raises hope that awakens tenderness and sensitizes the heart by opening paths of transformation and conversion. The Pope said that like the crowd following Jesus, we should also hunger to experience the multiplication of the Father's mercy and compassion for each person, especially for those whom no one cares, the forgotten or despised. The Pope said that the Eucharistic celebration invites us to go forth and become sharers in the life and mission of Jesus by adopting His way of acting and speaking, for His is the language of bread that speaks of tenderness, companionship, generous dedication to others. As a paragon of this hunger for bread, for fraternity, and hunger for God, the Pope held out the figure of Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Fondare la sua vita su due pilastri, Gesù incarnato nell'Eucaristia e Gesù incarnato nei poveri.
For Mother Teresa, love of God and love of neighbor became one. In the least of the brethren, the Pope said, we find Jesus himself, and in Jesus we find God. I'm Robin Gomes.
Chris, we heard there how Pope Francis encouraged the faithful to strive for fraternity and unity, as you yourself was mentioning earlier. Can you tell us something more about the Mass itself, which I think was held in the city's main square?
It was held in the city's main square. That's actually where Mother Teresa was born. Her home was there on that main square. What was really interesting about the Mass was the huge number of people that were coming from different countries, from different ethnicities. There were not only North Macedonians, there were North Macedonians of Albanian extraction, Croatians, Albanese, people from all over the Balkans. But it was also interesting for a papal mass that I think there were a lot of people there who maybe came from other religious traditions, either Eastern Orthodoxy or even Muslims, and perhaps even a few Jews. And so that message of diversity in unity and diversity, and that message of fraternity and being able to live together was a very important message for them to hear. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of curiosity about the Pope, a lot of excitement about the Pope coming to what's in many ways a relatively new country, even though it has a very rich history. And one of the things that I heard over and over again, I think was reflected in the Mass, the Pope in his video message said to the people on his way here before he came, coexistence and living together and bringing all those gifts and all that diversity together is worth fighting for, even if it's difficult. Because, and the image he used, because the most beautiful mosaics are the ones that are richest in color. And that color, I think, was one of the big sights and feelings at the Mass this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. Christopher Wells there, our correspondent in Skopje. Pope Francis wraps up his visit to North Macedonia on Tuesday evening with an ecumenical and interreligious meeting with the youth and with a meeting with priests, religious and their families. Present for both of those events will be the newly ordained Deacon Fabian from Croatia, who's currently involved in pastoral work in Skopje. Christopher Wells had a word with him about what he hopes the legacy of this visit will be.
It's a great joy, it's a great opportunity for us to meet in our country here, the Pope Francis, and we hope that this will be a help for the people here, not just for Catholics, even for Orthodox, and even for all people, because we know that Pope Francis is have this attitude of helping, of supporting the small communities, small countries, and diversity. We have here great diversity, like religions, like cultures, like mentality. So it's a great opportunity for this, for feel a little bit of unity that we hope that Pope Francis, that his visit will bring us.
And you're doing pastoral work here in Skopje. What will this mean for the people here after the Pope has come? How will that affect your ministry here?
We hope that it will open new opportunity to approach the people, especially to the last ones. One opportunity for evangelization that we need here, that the church is not some institute closed, but it's open for all the people. And we have to evangelize the love of God for all the people.
And briefly, Jean Vanier has died at the age of 90, the Canadian-born Vanier, who abandoned a career in the Navy to follow Jesus and founded the charity L'Arche, is known and loved across the world for his work to improve conditions for the disabled. Pope Francis was informed of Vanier's death and is praying for the community. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our website. My thanks go to Adriano Vitali in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.